again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 46 of a 260 program series dealing with the happenings of the past 50 years and the people who made things happen. In the fashion of the great 25-year series of Frank L. Fitzsimmons, we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. Today, baby chicks and hot water for the Merchants Association. This day, March 18th, 1955, happened to fall on a Friday instead of Monday, as it does in 1996, and it was the first day of a giant city-wide promotion staged by the Hendersonville Merchants Association to herald in springtime shopping. In 1955, most business houses for Hendersonville were located on Main Street or on 7th Avenue East. There were no malls, nor shopping strips, or even clusters of stores along the incoming highways. We did have an F.W. Woolworth store, a very healthy one, on Main Street, as well as a McClellan's 5 and 10 cent store. In 1955, the most active department store in town was Eford's, which would be bought out by Belk in later years. We did have a Belk store, a J.C. Penney company with three floors, along with many other fashion houses, including Patterson's and Patterson's Men's Shop. In those years, it was traditional for the Chamber of Commerce, and then later the Merchants Association, to stage cooperative trade events known as city-wide events. There were usually four of them, one in early springtime to get in the mood to shop for Easter, gardening, and clean-up, fix-up projects. In addition, there was always a midsummer event, and then a big autumn event timed for back-to-school, storing up for the winter and harvest time and canning. And then, of course, there was the big Christmas promotion and the arrival of a community Santa Claus. I suppose most small towns in the United States followed that same pattern back then. These cooperative citywide events would be planned in January, and every merchant in town would agree to participate. In 1955, the spring event was to feature free baby chicks for every customer at 49 participating stores. In 1955, Holly Farms and the Perdues had not even started their chicken manufacturing operations with broiler house production. And back then, chicken, by the way, before the coming of those operations, sold for more money than fryers do today. All of the cockerel, or he chickens, were sold at giveaway prices by the hatcheries just to get rid of them. No market for them. They kept only the females to sell to local growers as laying hens. And at that January meeting in 1955, Melvin Spofford Hatch, M.S. Hatch, who had bought out Houston Feed Store and was running the M.S. Hatch Feed Store, announced he could get us all the day-old chicks we might want for as little as a nickel apiece, maybe even cheaper. And we might have every store in town give every customer a free day-old chick. All right! Little yellow chicks would add color, they'd add the sounds of spring in every store. So on this day, Friday, March 18th, 1955, downtown Hendersonville was packed with baby chicks. We had devised little cardboard cartons complete with breathing holes and handles for folks to use when they carried home the chicks. I thought it was one of the greatest ideas that had ever come down the pike, but then we heard from the local Humane Society. The association went through the appropriate apologies, hung her head in shame, and promised never to do it again. The truth of the matter was that those day-old baby chicks had never been treated as nicely as most of these day-old cockerels would be. Our son Carrie was only about 7 years old, and his sister Katina was going on three. And that day-old cockerel we took home with us lived in the kitchen, had its own box and special roost, fed only the finest starter feed. Boy, that chicken had the life. The kids had played with it and petted it, until as it matured and became a rooster, it became an unholy monster. He would flare his wings and charge at anybody that moved except the kids. Finally, we had to take him to the larger confines of the child bride's family farm, where it immediately took over. It was great fun to watch that by now big old rooster charge any and everybody that came near, until one day Catherine's Aunt Estelle was visiting, and when she walked across the backyard, here came that rooster. Paul Reimer said, "Enough is enough!" And that night, chicken and dumplings, which, by the way, was passed up by our two kids who had raised that day-old chick given to them, if I remember correctly, by Patterson's. Now, the memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, having the good luck to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.